guests who are going to talk about the Bon Scott Project. Kate Dyer. G'day, Kate.
Hello, good morning.
And Lucas Ilhine. Is that how you say it, Lucas?
That will do.
Okay. Well, we've got more important things to talk about anyway, don't we?
Yeah.
The Bon Scott Project, for those of you who don't know, well, it's just this massive, massive event that starts tonight. For those about to rock, we salute you. And for those who love Scottish-born, Fremantle-buried Australian rock legend Bon Scott, let's talk turkey. Kate, let's start with you. What's your involvement in the project?
I was asked to curate a section of the exhibition that looked at letters that Bon Scott had written. It was sort of discovered that he was quite a prolific letter writer, and so we went through a process of unearthing a number of letters that were written to friends, lovers, wives, ex-wives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were there many? Was it difficult to find?
Initially, you know, trying to kind of get access to, this is private material, so
yeah, sure.
it was. Once we started going, though, it kind of had a bit of a snowball effect, so yeah.
I imagine that a lot of this Bon Scott project has had a bit of a snowball effect. Lucas, what's your involvement?
Yeah, well, I've been writing a blog, the Bon Scott blog, since January, and it's definitely had, the snowball effect is definitely the right way to describe it for me, because I began, you know, writing a few blog entries here and there and scratching around to find people to sort of tell me their stories about Bon or being a fan of AC/DC and so on. And it was slow going to start off with, but as the months have gone by, more and more stories are flooding in and more people get in touch and say, oh, you should come and visit me and see my shrine, or come along to see this tribute band or something. You know?
Yeah. Jasmine Stevens is the curator, exhibitions manager at Frio Arts Centre. Is she the one who pulled you in at the beginning?
That's right.
Sorry, Lucas.
Oh, she was aware of some previous blogging projects that I had done, which were not in any way related to AC/DC or rock music or even pop culture, really. But one specifically was about my own suburb in Sydney, Petersham, where I wrote a blog for 2 months about that suburb, and I didn't leave the suburb boundaries. So so it was all about meeting the neighbours, essentially.
Yeah.
So she looked at that project and thought, oh, he might be able to apply the same methodology to, instead of meeting the neighbours, to meeting the fans.
So has it been a parallel project, or has it taken a different...
I mean, obviously it doesn't have that geographical constraint that the Petersham project had. And so instead of being about a particular area, it's about a sort of cultural phenomenon and one that's, you know, linked to Australian cultural history. And so it's a topic, I guess, rather than a place.
Because while it's focused on Bon Scott, AC/DC, and our particular ownership of him in WA, I think to some extent, it must be a global phenomenon, the love of Bon, who was the lead singer and one of the writers for AC/DC, really, for a relatively short period of time.
Yeah, it was quite short. It was pretty much from 74, wasn't it, to 79?
Yeah.
Yeah, and before they really became as huge as they are now. So that's the other thing. There's this sort of mystique about him, but it was before they were the kind of monster megastars that they became.
I've had a look at the Bon Scott Project website, and there's lots of fascinating elements, and I recommend everyone go along to, you know, visit your blog, Lucas, but to have a look at some photos as well. I mean, there's even a picture of a letter.
Yeah, there's this fantastic letter that was written to his friends Gabby and Darcy, and so It captures both that kind of storytelling that he's fantastic at, like really, really good storyteller, but also his kind of bawdiness and the rudeness and the cheekiness. And
yeah, he was a bit of a naughty boy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
There's a great photo of him too with a young woman in, it just looks classic 70s. She's in, well, the clothes just tell you exactly when the photo is. And I could see his charisma.
Is that the girl with the shorts and the kind of jacket, and then he's, yeah.
And Bon's on tippy toes.
And he's like smaller than her, yeah.
He was a very wee little skinny fella who, he must have had dynamite charisma, because he was a hit with the ladies, wasn't he?
He was a big hit with the ladies. I mean, I have seen some of that sort of early footage of Some of it might have been from Countdown. I think a lot of it's from the ABC in general. And he was like this pint-sized guy, but he just exudes like charm, and he's kind of like impish in a way, actually. And he's got big eyes, and he's sort of full of life. I think that was the thing that was really attractive about him.
Do you think that, Lucas, do you have any feeling that it has a greater power because he's not here anymore, and, you know, that forever young thing?
Of course. Same with Jesus.
Same year too, wasn't it?
Yes.
He was 33.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't survive his Jesus year.
No, I mean, like, you compare him with his contemporaries who still rock on, but obviously they're in their early 60s now.
Bond's got at 60.
Yeah, you know, it's much better to, you know, have... It's not obviously not better to have died, but yeah. But it's clearly, you know, for your iconic status.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to see the decay of age.
Yes, yeah, so you're forever young and you're always vital, I guess.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. The music doesn't age terribly much. Let's play something that's not Squealer from Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, but it is Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, done differently.
Trouble with your high school hair, he's giving you the blues. He wanna graduate but not his best, it's what you gotta do, sweetie. Pick up the phone, I'm always home, call me anytime. Just ring 362-436. Highly life crime. Dirty Deeds
Done Dirt Cheap.
Dirty Deeds
Done Dirt Cheap.
And they're done dirt cheap. You got problems in your life of love. You got a broken heart. She double dealing with your best friend. That's when the teardrops start. Pick up the phone, I'm here alone. I'll make a social call. Come right in, forget about him. We'll have ourselves a ball. Dirty deeds,
done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds,
done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. She ain't got the guts. She keeps nagging at you night and day. She's enough to drive you nuts. Pick up the phone, leave her alone. It's time you made a stand. For her feet, happy to be your back to man. Dirty deeds,
done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds,
done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds,
done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. Cement cheap, red poison, A&T.
Done dirt cheap.
Contracts, contracts, high boat.
Done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds.
Done dirt cheap.
Dirty deeds.
Now that's Dirty Deeds.
Done dirt cheap.
Done dirt. Yeah, thanks very much. 9 minutes to 10 on Morning Magazine, and that's Hayseed Dixie, in case you didn't know. A hillbilly tribute to AC/DC, done bluegrass style. And I don't know, that must be a few years old. I'm talking with Kate Dyer and Lucas Ilhan about the Bon Scott Memorial Project. In fact, it's just called the Bon Scott Project. I know why I'm confused, because the Memorial Project was the statue.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think Jasmine's project is very specifically not a kind of memorabilia or memorial focus, and it's about interpretations about some of the themes and concepts that he embodies. So it's quite a different kind of take on things.
Let's talk about some of those themes. The masculinity, I read somewhere that many Australian men feel that Bon Scott represents masculinity the way that they would like to live it if it wasn't for feminist and political correctness and all those sorts of cultural constraints. What do you think about that, Kate?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't know. Maybe they just like the tight jeans. I'm not sure if it's really the masculinity or the freedom from women's liberation. You know, it's interesting. I think some of the idea of him is very mediated, and it's not necessarily really him. And we certainly know he liked women's company on several levels, but what I think some of the Letters Project is actually revealing is that some of the closest people in his life were women. His closest friendships were women, and with women, and they were people who had been important in his life, like his wife, who ended up becoming his ex-wife, but that relationship maintained. Same with another very good friend of his called Mary, who he did, I think, have a brief affair with, but then she became one of the closest people in his life. So that idea that he's just kind of roaming around, sleeping with women, doesn't like them, doesn't only think they're good for one thing, is not told out in his actual personal life.
That's good to know.
I think it's part of the mythology, and I think it's also a kind of nostalgia that we men are sometimes susceptible to, in thinking that there was a time when life was simpler, when you didn't have to worry about things like, you know, sexually transmitted infections and feminism, you know, and those bothersome things like that. you know, so we kind of maybe hanker for those simple times. And Bond, you know, obviously lived within those simple times and enjoyed them to their fullest. So, yeah. You know, he's a kind of icon for us in that way.
2020 hindsight.
Yeah,
that's very true. And I think the 70s has that kind of, you know, mood around it, that there was this freedom and chaos and self-directed fun all the time, which, you know, it's you know, rose-coloured glasses to some extent as well.
Kate, I didn't know he was married. I mean, I didn't really know a lot about him, to be honest, but you've got a letter to his wife?
Yeah, there's actually quite a few letters that he had written to his wife. Some were when they were still married and others were later on when they'd separated. Many of them have come from a particular collector who'd bought them all from the wife several years ago in an auction. Her name was Irene, and they married very young. Before he was in AC/DC, they were he was in a band called Fraternity, and they were moving to London, which is probably one of the reasons why the wedding was speeded up, so she could sort of join the gang. Mm-hmm. And anyway, he writes a lot to her, actually, cards and letters. And I've got this a card here that was probably written around 1975, so not very long after they split up. And it was a birthday card to her from, I think he was on the road, he was touring with AC/DC at this point. And
The card actually has this, it's one of those cards that comes with its own inbuilt cheesy poem. Maybe we should start with that, because that's obviously the inspiration for what then Bond wrote, wasn't it?
Yeah, okay, so it is one of those terrible birthday cards with a very silly illustration, and it says, for you, a birthday poem. And this is the printed card,
yep.
And it says, pepper is pepper, salt is salt, if you ain't getting enough, it ain't my fault. Right, so it's almost an AC/DC lyric in itself. And then he goes, I got a poem too. So
kind of this is Bond.
Little anecdote there, and he goes, a nod means yep, a shake means not. If she'd shook a bit more, I mightn't have got what I got.
Interesting.
Yeah, so
I can almost hear the beginning of songs.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the things I was talking about the other day with somebody was the controversy around the Back in Black stuff, and that's almost like a kind of you shook me all night long kind of lyric, but it also translates into lots of other sorts of, you know, lyrics that were happening at that time.
They did pretty well for a basic swamp boogie band, didn't they? How can we get involved? Because we're running out of time now, unfortunately. But the Bond Scott Project kicks off tonight at the Frio Arts Centre, but it goes for 6 weeks. So you'll get a chance to, I don't know, see the T-shirts and tattoos and trinkets that are part of this whole culture. What about you, Lucas? Your blog is going on till the end of June?
Yep, I'll be continuing to blog until the end of June. So if people have... I'm aware that Western Australia is the epicentre of Bond culture, so I'll actually be in Perth for another week if people want to get in touch through the blog and meet up and tell me their stories or show me their shrines or whatever. But also, because there are a lot of people following this project from all around the world, and obviously they can't be here, we have very kindly, the Fremantle Chamber of Commerce has signed over their LED welcome sign to the Fremantle Arts Centre.
Okay, so when you go over the bridge, there's that big sign.
Exactly.
Yep, got it.
And it's a bit restricted. It's only got 21 characters wide by 4 lines high, so it's a little bit like writing a haiku. So think about that. Write a haiku to Bond, and you can either submit it through the blog or text it to me, and then the best of these messages will go up on the big screen.
Fantastic.
As you come over the bridge into Fremantle. It's only 5 minutes away from where Bon is resting forever.
Yeah.
So if any listeners decide they want to send a message, it can be whatever you like. So that's one way of participating. The number to text if you want to
give it to me, and I'll give it later. Yeah.
And the other way is tonight from 6:30 p.m. until 3:30 in the morning. Woo-hoo. Artist Tanya Visosevich is performing as Madam TV, and she's a professional mourner. And you can ring up her number, which you can also transmit to your listeners, and speak to Bon via Madam TV.
Excellent. Excellent. We have direct connection with Bon Scott through Madam TV.
Yep.
And we have ongoing connections through Kate Dyer, who is curating the Letters Project, and Lucas Hilline, who's blogging and become an AC/DC fan, I'd imagine, over the last few months.
Look at this stack of CDs.
You do have a stack.
Ask him how many he had before he started the blog.
Zero, I bet. Yeah. There's a lot more we could talk about, but if you just want to find out more, go to the Fremantle Arts Centre website, fac.org.au, and you'll find Bon Scott's project, or go to bonscottblog.com for all things Bon Scott.
For all your Bon Scott needs.
For all your Bon Scott needs. There was some cute tag. It's a great blog. You've done great work. Thanks so much, both of you, for coming into RTRFM this morning.
Thank you very much.